News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
It's 16 minutes past 7 here on News Talk Breakfast with Andrea Gilligan and Paul Williams. Now, while the Ryanair strike, pilot strike, is still set to go ahead on Thursday, unions and Ryanair bosses will meet at Dublin Airport tomorrow in a last-minute ditch bid to avoid strike action and passenger chaos. Michael Doherty, Professor in Employment Law at Maynooth University, joins us now to try and put a little bit of sense on all of this. Michael, good morning and thanks for joining us. the problems that we witnessed over the selection, the basic function of selecting a venue for this meeting between the unions and Ryanair, clearly shows that they are starting from a position of zero mutual trust. Is this unusual in your mind?
It's slightly unusual, Paul. I mean, you know, when you get to the situation of a strike, clearly something has gone wrong, you know, and nobody strikes because everything's rosy in the garden. So it's not unusual for there to be conflict, but I suppose what's distinctive about this dispute is this is going back, the issue of union recognition Ryanair is going back, you know, 15, 20 years at this point, and there'll be a lot of people involved in this dispute on both sides who have been in this for an awful long time, and I'm sure that has left a legacy of bitterness. And the point you make is exactly right. If, you know, it's not a good start if you can't even agree where to sit down and talk.
Yeah, I'm using that analogy here with Vincent Wall last week, the old mafia analogy, because of those relationships that have been there for a long time. This is more personal than business, and that's what makes this a rather unique conflict between unions and their bosses.
Yeah, to some extent. I think you're right, and it's probably a good analogy. The hope would be that on both sides, on the union side, the reality is if people aren't working, they're not getting paid. So, you know, that focuses the mind. And on the company side, you would like to think that however bitter the personal relations, you know, one of the great things about Ryanair's business model, what's made it so successful, is it is relentlessly pragmatic. So, you know, last year, when there was a shortage of pilots, when there was clear staff unrest, Ryanair came out and said, right, despite everything we said, we're going to recognize unions now. So there is that, you know, relentlessly pragmatic streak in the company, which I hope will kind of surface again in an effort to kind of put the personal issues to bed.
By the way, why the insistence by the union on a neutral venue? Is it because they're afraid that somebody might wire the room up and start bugging each other, or why the lack of that complete lack of trust? They're only sitting in a bloody room. Does it matter what building it's in?
Yeah, you know, I know for some people this might sound really trivial, and exactly what you say, you know, are they going to be recording us or whatever? I suppose one of the things, though, when you're in a negotiation, any kind of negotiation, it is interesting, the physical space makes a difference. So there's a long kind of standing thing that if you want to get to an agreement, you're better to have a round table than a square table and all this kind of thing, which sounds a bit fluffy, but does have a psychological impact. So part of it is probably around that, but part of it, I would say, is a bit of a power play as well.
Are the unions afraid of Ryanair, would you say? The union negotiators, because they don't want to have that, they don't want to give Ryanair that psychological advantage of just being in their venue.
I think both sides are, you see, to come back to your first question, one of the things is this is uncharted territory for both sides. So the, you know, people in staff in Ryanair have never been on strike. They've never been able to negotiate anything. Equally, the company have never had to deal with this. You know, the Ryanair model is do it our way or take a hike kind of thing. So there's a big psychological battle to go on. I don't think necessarily that the union is afraid of Ryanair, but I would suspect some of the people striking quite legitimately might have some fear that, you know, if they're identified as ringleaders or anything else, that may prejudice them down the line.
Michael O'Leary has never shown as a punter observing it. He's been clearly contemptuous towards his staff in the sense that, particularly towards the unions, that he will never recognise them. He has a visceral opposition to them. Is there any way, like you're talking about pragmatism and they're relentlessly pragmatic as an organisation, and he's obviously the head of the organisation. Can you actually see him not capitulating, but maybe be dealing with this pragmatically and saying, okay, what do you want, guys?
Yeah, it's hard to see Michael O'Leary himself again as an outsider doing that. I suppose what's interesting is two things. Like, he has been much more sidelined than normal. You know, normally if there's a big issue at Ryanair, he's front and centre.
But he's vanished for 6 months or 7 months now.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's clearly a decision that whatever his skills, and they are manifold, you know, tact and discretion and careful commentary probably aren't, you know, highest amongst them. So it's clear that the management team, and bear in mind the shareholders, because at the end of the day, you have to come back to pragmatism. At the end of the day, no matter what your ideology, Ryanair is there to make money, and the shareholders want it to make money, and if this is going to interfere with that, then it has to be dealt with.
Okay.
And if that means keeping Michael gagged and well, hopefully not bound, but gagged anyway for a few weeks, that might be the way to do it.
Michael, a yes or no answer, I've got to ask you this because there's thousands of people hanging on your every syllable here this morning. Will the strike go ahead or not? Yes or no?
Yes, but I also said England would lose to Sweden, so...
Well, there. Well, you've certainly given us food for thought there, Michael Doherty, as always, professor in employment law at Maynooth University.